Tuesday morning confession. Sarah, we start with you.
I made Tingy cry in the car line before I dropped him off to school yesterday morning. Now, if you don't know, I'm not ever able to drop him off to school because I have to be here. We were off yesterday, though. So I am so happy that I get to drop him off. So while we're waiting in the car line, I'm like, hey, buddy, like, you know, are you excited? What do you feel? And this is so fun that I get to drop you off. And he's like, Mommy, I hate Mondays. I hate Mondays because we have the rest of the week, you know, that we still have to get through. And I'm like, okay, well, you can think of it like that, or you can think of it like, you know, we're alive to be able to see the rest of the week, right?
I mean, you should be a philosopher.
I know. And so, and he goes, well, yeah, okay. And I was like, because listen, somebody's going to die today. Somebody's going to die today, and they're not going to be able to see the rest of the week. He starts bawling. And I'm like, Kingston, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And he's like, I feel so bad for that person that's going to die today. I'm like, look, honey, this totally backfired. I'm like, I wasn't trying to make you cry. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. But sometimes whenever you're having a pity party or you're thinking negatively, you got to try to think of the people that have it worse. And
worse that they're not with us anymore.
Yes. I had to pull over.
I could say something like, I could maybe just say, well, you know, there's kids that aren't going to have a meal in a different country today.
I know.
Or, you know,
I took it a little too far.
Okay, yeah.
So I had to pull over and wait for him to stop crying before I let him go into class.
I felt terrible because people would be like, oh my gosh, your mom.
The one morning your mom gets to drop you off in the morning, you're crying. I felt terrible. So I'm sorry, Tingy, and I love you.
All right. Tuesday morning confessions. I thought our friend was turning 40 at his surprise birthday party, but he was turning 37.
That's so rude.
I thought it was like a milestone. It was like his wife, Casey, threw Justin a surprise birthday party, right? Mm-hmm. And there was like black and gray balloons. So I'm like, all right, well, he's 40. Now, he looks like he's 28. But I just thought it was...
You're going to say that now because he was 40.
He really does. Like, he looks a lot younger. And I'm not trying to say that to make up for me being a dummy about his age. Gosh, I have to edit myself so much. Sometimes I get so comfortable on air, I'm just like, I almost start to say something, and then I'm like, all right, well, remember, you're on air. But anyways, I'm like, hey, dude, that's great to be 40. How does it feel, dude? Mm-mm. And he's like, I don't know how it would feels. And I'm like, ha, 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 you're funny. So how does it feel? He's like, well, I don't know, because I'm 37. And I'm like, hilarious. And then I had to ask Justin's wife, Casey, I'm like, is he really 37 or is he 40? I thought that this was like a big birth. And he's like, no, he's 37. This is 37.
Oh, so then you
birthday.
Make her feel bad for going over the top for his 37th birthday.
I thought everybody was lying to me. I didn't know. I thought the joke was on me.
Oh.
But it wasn't. Yep. I mean, it kind of was. But I feel bad.
The joke that
he's like, boy, man,
40.
What a great friend you are. You don't even know my age.
Did you ask his wife if she was pregnant, too? I mean, you might as well. Like, rude. I would never.
No, I mean, listen, you can guess a guy's weight and age and everything, but I don't
Not a woman.
I just say happy birthday.
Right.
Or like, hey, good to see you.
Goodness.
I don't even. But, dude, sorry, Justin.
You sound
happy 37th birthday.